I think there are mics. You can come up to the mics.
Hi. Okay. Thank you. I'm very interested in the issue of tribalism and terror. Just today, I ran into an article referencing Truman's daughter Margaret's book, disclosing that the Stern gang sent mail bombs to Truman in 47. And we know that when I can't remember which group blew up the King David Hotel, but Jews were amongst the dead involved in that necessary statecraft, what ultimately became that. So you see this long history of not only the United States, but Israel utilizing terrorism that includes potentially the death of its own tribe to advance its own geopolitical cause, all the way up into the 21st century, including September 11th and that whole mess that I would tell people to look at Alan Sobrowski, the Jewish courageous Marine, who's exposed the Zionist role in that. So I would ask you, at what point does the Jewish diaspora, do we have to have the ethical courage, I'm a Jewish American, to point out that, especially in America, both the countries that operate in our name have used terrorism way too long, including against its own citizens, to project power at home and abroad. When are we going to stand up and be ethical Jews and Americans?
Well, look, I don't think that as a matter of policy that the United States or Israel engage in acts of terror. You know, terror is you target deliberately civilians for an express political purpose. You know, the idea that Israel had something to do with 9/11 is just outrageous. They had nothing to do with it.
Tell that to the Marine. Tell that to the Marine, Alan Sobrowski. Look him up. Jewish, you know, American Marine.
You know what? You can make up whatever you want to. I'm a big believer, as Daniel Patrick Moynihan used to say, everybody's entitled to their own opinions. They're just not entitled to their own facts. So,
we'll look at September.
Okay, you know what? I will accept the question, and we can ignore that.
As you said, a lie that's not challenged can become the truth. Is there anything, and what would it be, that Americans that are taxpayers can do to influence the United States at the United Nations for the constant false things that are voted on against Israel, human rights, and that whole agenda? Thank you.